Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. Today, the news of the week is the A on 1237A, and we have a wonderful guest talking about the Ageless Revolution. That's the name of Michael Aziz's book, The Ageless Revolution, 10 Hallmarks of Aging that Hold the Secret to Defeating Disease, Reversing Age, Looking and Living Younger. He'll be our guest on the B segment, 1237B, so you'll want to download that. We, as usual, are brought to you by Life First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue, and, of course, Longevity Playbook, where you can learn the latest data about therapeutic plasma exchange and how it reverses, that is, therapeutic plasma exchange, reverses long COVID, and especially the brain fog of long COVID. Today's top story, this is the Roizen Rule for Younger You story. The speed of processing games increases acetylcholine in key brain regions and prevents over 40% of dementia. This is a follow-up study. This is the third study in the sequence that is really groundbreaking. Our Longevity is the next disruptor story. Daily omega-3 slows biologic aging by almost 4 months in a three-year period. That is, it decreases aging by about 10%. And men have changed. There's a growing interest in male contraception. It sparks new research. And our Well Beyond Wellness story, highway exhaust is linked to depression in women. Those are the key stories. And as a sidelight, two stories on cannabis. Legalization is linked to a rise in schizophrenia in Canada, and it reduces brain activity when you're trying to do working memory tasks. That's similar to alcohol, no different than that. But the increase in schizophrenia is problematic. Let's go and talk about the most important story, and that's the Roizen Rule for Younger You. Do speed of processing games 18 hours over a 10-year period. First randomized large study showed it decreased dementia over that 10-year period from an average age 73 to average age 83 in this large study of 800 plus people by over 40%, just 18 hours. Memory games, crossword puzzles didn't. Only when you force your brain to work faster. And a second follow-up study showed the same type of benefit in a smaller study. Now, a third study, again, randomized controlled, looking at release and production of acetylcholine, shows that it increases, that is, speed of processing games and their practice, increases acetylcholine, the key neurotransmitter that is decreased in memory loss. It increases that in specific brain regions. You'll say, well, why don't we give a drug to do it? We do, but that drug increases acetylcholine non-specifically. This increased it. Just doing this exercise for 18 hours over a 10-year period, increases it specifically in that area that's key to brain functioning and to prevention of dementia. BrainHQ.com is where I get my speed of processing games. I have no fiscal relationship with them. Financial relationships with them I don't have, but they are wonderful. BrainHQ.com, I think it's $99 a year, and you want to do freeze frame and double decision. And it was double decision and freeze frame that were used in these studies that decreased dementia risks by over 40%. Daily omega-3 slows biologic aging. This is 1,000 milligrams a day in a three-year period, and they used a number of epigenetic markers of aging, and it decreased it by 4 months, essentially 11% over that period of time. If you added vitamin D and exercise with it, it was over a 20% reduction in biologic aging. Men have changed. That's right. The growing interest in male contraception is sparking transdermal gel research, and that research will report later on as it develops. I want to talk about highway exhaust, though, and this is one of our pet peeves, is that you should choose to live at least 7 blocks from a freeway because it ages you. Well, this was a study tracking the health of nearly 700 healthy women who are living in Northern California, and their exposure to vehicle exhaust was calculated by comparing their home address and state traffic data. Again, it is traffic data. And what they found is that the women who lived with higher exhaust had not just a little, but a substantial increase in depression. How great an increase in depression? Well, it turned out that it was about a 40% increase in the risk of depression if you were in one of the high traffic, high particulate matter areas in Northern California. And it did also increase the menstrual cycles as well. That particulate matter increases inflammation, which messes with hormones, etc. Those are the key stories. So let's talk about the key that I want you to do. Get a speed of processing game. That's a game where you have to function with more speed on your computer, and the more, if you will, answers you get right, the faster it gives them to you. If you get them wrong, it slows it down. So you always get 80% right. And when you do those speed of processing games for 2 hours a week for 5 weeks in the first month, 2 hours a week for in month 11 for 2 weeks, and 2 hours a week in month 35 for 2 weeks, that's just 18 hours over a 10-year period, it decreased dementia risk by over 40%, 48% to be specific. And we now know the mechanism. It increases acetylcholine production in specific brain areas. So if you do nothing else after listening to this, think about going on the internet and getting a speed of processing game for yourself and practice it. You can probably get them for free by just putting speed of processing. I like the ones that have been shown to have that difference. That is from Brain HQ, Double Decision, and Freeze Frame. Do them now while you can. Remember, if you deteriorate, you're not going to be able to do these as well. So you want to do them now while you can do them, and that makes them better, meaning have a better effect. The other point, remember from our session today, is that you want to get 1,000 milligrams of DHA or EPA. That's the active fish oils. How do you do that? You either get it as a supplement or 2 6-ounce portions of wild salmon a week. Yeah, those salmon burgers are 4 ounces, so 3 of those salmon burgers a week, which is what I never miss getting, does it for you as well. And to be sure, as I do, I take a supplement. You can hear me with it now as I'm going to put them in my mouth right now. 1,000 milligrams. Wash it down with a little coffee. Also good for preventing dementia. And that slows your rate of aging by about 11%. Pretty easy to do because you're changing which of your genes are on and which are off. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is session 1237A of You, the Owner's Manual, brought to you by Life's First Naturals. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com. Show them some love. just even by going to their website and looking at the data. And you can also go to longevityplaybook.com, look up the articles on therapeutic plasma exchange if you want. That's in the coaching program. Or just sign up for the free newsletter. Therapeutic plasma exchange, yeah, it does help reduce dementia risk. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back with you next week. We hope you are too.